And then maybe that will motivate us to want to figure out what the words of Pesukei Dezimra are saying. Maybe. So maybe we have to start a different direction. So we're going to try it. So what my plan is that we should find small pieces in different Svarim, in different books that talk about davening, and see like kind of small, maybe focused pieces, and see how they answer this question or see how they approach this is what's the point? Because it's something that I definitely have on my mind many times, is like, what's the point of davening? And so today we're going to see how the Bilvavi, who is Rav Itamar Schwartz, how the Bilvavi says in a few short lines, in a few short paragraphs, how he says, what he says about what's the point of davening. So he starts with the question, let's jump in. What's the point of davening? And by the way, we're not limited to the text that we're seeing. Obviously, we want to kind of keep the format where if anyone has an idea or something to add, please, I want to keep that opportunity open. So
if you could define davening, because the way we do it now is not the way it was.
Yes. Yes. So I believe that he is, let's ask the question, what is the purpose of our formal prayers, right? With all the challenges that come about, because the prayers, first of all, the text is formalized, so you're kind of stuck in a certain text that you're reading or saying or reciting. The times are institutionalized, right? Mincha is at whatever, 5:25, I think, today, right? So you're kind of stuck in this. So what is the point of davening in the, as it is, as it's been set up, as it's been, right? I think that's what should be on our minds.
Are we asking what's the goal?
Well, let's see. He says, is the point, yeah, what's the goal? What are you doing?
Okay.
Like, I don't know, I think it's a very big question, really, when you start off with, is the basic question, is what does Hashem needs this? I need this? Why is it set up this way with these words, right?
Let's see, go through the questions. There's a lot of, oh, God.
No, I have, thank you for reminding me. Thank you. So he says, is the point as a pathway? Lahasagas hatzrachim hagashmiim, is the point just to get our physical needs? Oh, shema derech lahasagas hatzrachim haruchniim, or maybe the point is to get our spiritual needs met. So you got to do something called prayer, and this is a pathway for something. We think it's a pathway to something. Is it for our physical needs? Is it for our spiritual needs? Oh, shema chizuk emuna, or maybe it's there as a strengthening of our faith. Like, I should have this touch point with God 3 times a day, and that will strengthen my faith with him, and that'll affect the rest of my day. Like, what's the nekuda, the rest of the paragraph here in Aleph, he says, like, what's the nekuda hapnimis? What's the, it may do all of these things, but what's the root point of davening, the root reason why we davening? In Beis, mahi osa nekuda amuka upinimis. What is the deep inner point of davening that we are trying to achieve? So he quotes from the Ramchal, and he says in Mesilas Yesharim, "Ha'echad shehu omed mamish lefnei habore yisbarach shemo." An individual who is standing literally in front of the Creator, v'nosei v'nosei nimo, and he is going back and forth with him, afal pi. Even though a person's eyes can't see the Creator in front of him, he says that probably one of the most difficult things is that a person should implant inside of and create a vision in their heart, a true vision. When your senses do not help you do this at all. Right? So he says the Mesilas Yesharim is saying that the goal in davening, one of the things, maybe, I don't know if he's saying the goal, but one of the tools that you need in davening is to have a true picture of Hashem in front of you. And he says it's one of the most difficult things, because we know the challenge of imagining something that we've never seen, right? To imagine a roller coaster that we've been on, when we experienced it, is very easy to replay that in your mind, to replay an experience, but to have a in the heart of a person, a tzir amiti, a true picture of God in front of him is very hard. Amnam, nevertheless.
It has no image, so like how...
So just the challenge is inherent, like how do you imagine it?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Amnam mishu bal seichel nachom, but someone who is a wise person, I guess we'll say, b'ma'at hisbonenus v'simas lev, yuchal likvo b'libo amitas hadavar. If he actually does some meditation on this and actually thinking about it, and he's actually thinking about it, thank you, Isaac, for the bagels. If the guy's actually putting it in his heart and thinking about it, he could actually get to the truth of it. Echu ba v'nosein mamish imo yisparach. How in prayer he's actually going back and forth, interfacing with Hashem. Ulefanav hu mischanein, and in front of God he is making his requests. Umeito hu mevakesh, and from God Himself he is submitting his requests. V'hu yisparach shmo mazin lo, and to imagine that he, maybe without an image, but to imagine that God is right there in front of you and that Hashem is listening to you, makshiv lidvarav, Hashem is paying attention to your words. Kasher, I think this is the most important line, kasher yedaber ish el re'ehu, v're'ehu makshiv, like a person who's talking to their friend and their friend is listening, shomeya elav, that he's listening, Hashem is listening to him. Ad kach loshono, that's the words of the Mesiyas Yesharim. So what the Bilvavi says is Hare Lanu Lahavin, that means that it is upon us to understand. Sheikar Mechuvan Hatfilahu, Sha'adam Yagia Lamahalach Shalchayim Bibechinas Nochach Im Habore. That the exercise of tefillah is to create with us a path of our life, which is we lead our life as if Nochach im abori, with the reality that we are face to face with our Creator, which changes shakol tzuras chayav yushutvas im abori. That means that every element of your life becomes an element of life that you're doing in partnership with Hashem. Lo shutvas shel Ezra v'siyua greida. Not that Hashem could come help you when you get a flat tire and all of a sudden some guy pulls over and he's able to change a tire.
Or never mind, I found the spot.
Right, exactly. And God, I'm fine, I got it. Right? Not that he's coming to help you and save you when you need saving. Right? Ela shutvis kaholich im chaveiro yad biyad. Rather, it's like a partnership. Like, not like, you know, like you have partners in business. Some partners in businesses, they'll come in and they'll help you with the crisis. But the rest of the time, they want you running the business. And they're AWOL, right? Haven't seen them in a couple of weeks. I think they went on vacation. I'm not sure. They're supposed to be back in the office. So it's not like those partnerships.
Uncomfortable.
What?
You don't want the partners to be uncomfortable that are
there. Rather, like partners that are going with their friend hand in hand, connected one to another, mamish, in with, and that is the idea, is something that is the answer to the question of what is the point of tefillah. Is the point of tefillah is that we should develop this relationship with Hashem. We should exercise this relationship with Hashem and our attitude towards Hashem during prayer so that it affects the rest of our lives. Kein mamish tzarech shiyet suras chayev shel adam. This is the way a person's life needs to be led. Shehu chayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol hazman b'tzura shel nochach. That he lives with Hashem the entire time as a face-to-face relationship. Hu mesochach imo kedaber ish el reyehu. Like he talks to Hashem, like a person talking to his friend. You got to flip it, kind of funny, right? Sorry. Mitoch hasagas hanefesh shehu margish as HaKadosh Baruch Hu kenochach mamish liyado. From a deep recognition that he recognizes that Hashem is right there with him. B'chol zos ha'adam yachol liknos al yedei tefila. And to acquire this attitude towards your relationship with Hashem, it comes about through prayer. Al yedei, through this tool, shemargil atzmo ledaber im HaKadosh Baruch Hu tamid, that he makes himself used to talking to Hashem at all times, b'chol shos ha'yamama, during all times of the day, u'b'chol davar v'davar gadol kekatan, and in every situation, whether it be big, whether it be small, whether it be the flat tire, whether it be mamish, I don't know what I'm going to do with this situation, whether it be a small, seemingly small challenge, hu pone umedaber amakadosh baruch hu b'lashon nochach. He turns and talks to Hashem face to face. B'chol eis u'v'chol shah, at every time and every hour and every moment.
Even when you're doing averus.
You tell Hashem what your real ratzon is. B'tzura zu, hu yikne es hasagas hanefesh. With this, really, with doing it like this way, in this example, in the example of davening, he can acquire for his soul, lahargish, and for his deep self, lahargish es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shehu be'emes nochach imo mamish, to sense Hashem as if he is right there with him, mamish. So this is what he's taking out from the Maseilas Yesharim. Yeah? That's the tool of davening.
There's a thing that, you know, a good example, like in my family. So my older sister called my parents daily. Okay? And on a daily basis.
There's always that one.
Right? Always, else is whatever. We all, like, you know, wish a good job, and everyone else is different levels, you know, in the family. But my sister, so, like, in her daily call, the conversation is an hour because there's so much more to say. In the once a week call, it's a lot less to say. And then if it's like the kids who are like really, you know, call before, you know, the new year, or let's say I call my chatanim, they call, you know, every new year, which is a good year, right? It's a 2-second conversation. So I'm saying the more that there's more to talk about, there's more to discuss when it's, you know, when you're used to that. So that's what I think is
because you built the relationship, no? You're calling all the time.
There's no such thing as like a small thing that's going on that's in your day. That's the idea. That's the idea. That there's nothing too small that's important to talk about.
That's very good. Let's see one more paragraph. Hare, what he says is, Shetachlis HaTfila, the point of prayer, Eino HaSagas Tzrachim Gashmiim or Ruchniim Greida. It's not just to get your physical needs met or get your spiritual needs met, not stam to have a touch point, V'lo Rakinyin Be'emuna, and not to acquire faith, Shemakaru Margish, HaKol Me'ito Yisparach, that you should come to recognition that everything comes from Hashem, V'akol Tali Bo Greida, and everything is, you know, hanging on by Hashem, everything depends on Hashem. That's not the tachlis of tefillah. That's not the point of tefillah, the point of prayer. Elo ikar mechuvan hatefillah hu etzem hadiburim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The point of prayer is that you should have opportunities.
Is the prayer.
Is the prayer itself, is to talk to Hashem. Etzem hashutves imo, to develop your partnership with him. Etzem hahargasha, this feeling, a deep feeling, shani nimtza liado, that as I step into prayer, I am finding myself right there next to Hashem. V'hu nimtza liyadi, and he is right next to me. I think that's an important point. U'mazin li mamish, and he's literally listening to me. Dvarim elu mamish heim divrei ha-chazon ish bi'grosav. This the Chazon Ish writes in a letter, and this is what he writes. Avoda na'tzela b'tfila, the hidden avoda of tefillah, litzayer kamochai, to have a living picture, eich shakadosh baruch hu shomea esiach sifsoseinu, that which Hashem is listening to the words that are coming out of our mouth, to our little movements of our lips, umazin hegyon halev, and he's paying attention and listening to the thoughts in my heart. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Zehu gufa tachlis ha-tfila. This is the point of tefillah, of prayer. Lahagia lerama shel hakara bebore yoser gavoa. To come to a more elevated recognition of Hashem. Lahagia leramat hakara bebore shel nochach. To come to a recognition, a relationship with Hashem, where I am nochach, right there facing opposite Hashem. Mamish she'imo Chayim Mamish Echad Liad Hasheni B'li Hefseklal, that my life takes place Nochach Tashem, right there with a Shutef, right there with me. So that's where I wanted to start this idea. And if you look for opportunities in davening, just look in Shmon Esrei, we always say when we make brachos, we always say when you say Baruch Atah, it's a very personal thing. You're talking straight to Hashem when you make a blessing. Atah is you. You is not, no words of honor or, you know, no exalted words, just you, first person, right? There's no, normally we'd be like, whoa, you can't talk about God like that, right? Whoa, right? Here you say you. And how many times during Shemona Esrei, just look at Shemona Esrei, the pinnacle of our tefillah, of this experience, look at Shemona Esrei and think about how many times, first of all, you say it 19 times definitely in each blessing, that's for sure. But in the paragraphs themselves, we say, ki ata shomea tefillah, you are, ata gibor. You start, the whole thing is you. We're mamish talking to Hashem, personal. And that's, if you do that, if you can do that, then you start changing the way that you interface with Hashem during the rest of the day. And that's why tefillah is so central, is that you always need a, we talked about this, right? You need a reset, right? You get 6 hours in between each prayer, but we're men, right? So we need to like get back on the track, right? And so we come back to an experience where we say, okay, Ata, Hashem, you're right in front of me. You're standing in front of me. Not only are you standing in front of me, you're standing in front of me and listening to the mumblings of my lips, right? Changes how you mumble a little bit. Changes what you mumble. But to have this, and this is, here he's not even getting into like, you know, what's the picture in front of you. Right? It could be that there's a challenge because it's in front of you is something that you can't imagine. But you know that this power is right. Nochach, is in front of you.
I think he's saying you're not imagining
an old man.
Like a construct. You're right. Imagining your relationship.
Right.
So
right.
That's a lot easier to imagine. Mm-hmm. That half of that picture is yourself.
Right. So you do that. You do that. And that is how the Bilvavi introduces as the Nekuda HaPnimis of Davening. Yeah? Is that you should have a relationship of Nochach, that it should be a relationship of Hashem is right there opposite me. Okay. Just an idea. It's an idea. Nochach Pnei Hashem. Yeah. Right. Face to face. Right? Continues. This is good stuff here, but we'll stop here. Maybe we'll see you next week. We'll continue next week. We have a couple more paragraphs. Right, so a couple more. It's stuff. Beautiful writing. It brings from real, real sources. Rav Itamar Schwartz. This was originally published without a name on it, and then he became famous. And he's a big Talmud Chacham in Israel. And he writes. He takes from across the gamut. He's not in one specific group, but he takes from across the Torah spectrum. And he writes in a very clear, methodical way, sort of building buildings for you. So he'll start with here. This is his beginning on his piece about prayer. So he says, you got to figure out what the foundation of prayer. You want to talk about this piece. You got to talk about the foundation of prayer. So this is in Bilvavi, in his section about tefillah. I think it's in the fifth book of Bilvavi is where this is in. It's on Hebrew books if anyone wants to see it.